That's right. A name on it. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on Perek Yud Gimel. New Perek, new Midah. Bebeir Midas HaPrishus. So says Ramchal. So again, this chapter is speaking about the Midah of Prishus. We'll save the English definition until we get into the substance of the Perek. HaPrishus. Well, let's just at least give a rudimentary definition. Prishus means what? To separate. Right? Parush means to be separate. So the midah of Prishus is a midah of separation. Separation from what? How the separation is affected? That we'll begin to see. So Ramchal writes as follows. HaPrishus hitchilas hachasidus. This is actually quite a fascinating beginning. Prishus, right? The midah of Prishus is the beginning of the pathway towards chasidus, towards piety. V'sira, shekomasha be'arnu ad ata, this is incredible, humasha mitztarech ela adam l'shiyeh tzadik, mikanu lahalo, hu l'shiyeh chosid. So this is quite fascinating. Ramchal explains that there are two different states. A person could be a tzaddik or a person could be a chassid. So we're going to go ahead and discuss the difference, right? But on a basic level, if you look at the footnotes, he says in number one, tzaddik, Adam HaMakayim is called Mitzvah Shum Mechuyiv Bohem. A tzaddik is someone who performs all of the mitzvahs that he's obligated to. I have obligations, I fulfill my obligations. A chassid is Adam HaOses Ritzon Hashem Gam Lifnei Mishuras Adin. A chassid is someone who goes above and beyond. So the tzaddik does all that is expected of him. The chassid goes above and beyond. So the Ramchal says something very interesting. And again, we'll discuss when we get to the midah of chassidus exactly what it means to go above and beyond. What exactly does that mean? We're going to see that really the death. Well, we'll save it for later. So the Ramchal therefore posits as follows. That up until, I remember again, we've covered Shar HaZihirus, Shar HaZerizos, and Shar HaNekios. So Zihiros, Zerizos, Nekios. Ramchal posits, those midos are what is necessary to make someone a tzaddik. To make someone a tzaddik. From this point forward, the midos that we're going to learn are necessary ultimately, again, to make someone into a chassid. And the first midah necessary, or the first midah down the road of chassidus, is the midah of Prishus. He says, he goes on, V'nimtza Prishus ima chassidus, hu kimo hazihirus ima hazerizos, sheze besur meira v'ze ase tov. So he says, we're going to see ultimately again that Prishus with chassidus enjoys the same relationship as Zihiros with Zerizos. So remember again, going back to our Zihiros, Zerizos, these. So Zihiros really tells me what to abstain from. Zerizos tells me how to engage in positive dynamic activity. As we're going to see, that Prishus is also going to tell me what to abstain from versus the midah of Chasidus, which is ultimately going to tell me what to engage in. Fine. So what we get from this paragraph is, I know that Prishus, that whereas Zihiros, Zerizos, Nikios are the necessary midos to become a tzaddik. The definition of a tzaddik is one who fulfills the Ratzon Hashem. From this point forward, we begin our journey towards chassidus. And the chassid is someone who goes lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond that which is expected. And the first step in this chassidus journey ultimately is the midah of Prishus. Paragraph base. Vihine. So we'll say, so what is this Prishus? Vihine. Klala Prishus, umashar mizuchron levracha, kadesh atzmicha b'mutralacha. So we'll say, so the essence of Prishus is articulated in Yevamis. Sanctify yourself with that which is permitted to you. What does that mean? Vizosi hora aso shal hamila atzma Prishus. Rotzalomar. Lios porish umarchik atzma min hadavar. So the entire essence of Prishus is separating myself from something. What am I separating myself from? This is very important. V'hainu sha'oser al atzmo dvar heter v'akavana shelo yifka be'isra atzmo. So the midah of Prishus is where I take something that is permitted and I distance myself from it. I see, even though I can have this, even though this is permitted, I choose ultimately again to distance myself and to prohibit this thing upon me. Why do I do this? in order not to ultimately again encounter Isser. He explains, Vahinu, shekol davar sheyuchal lihivalid mimeno gramas ra, afa pi sheachshav eino gorim bo, v'chol shekin sheeinenu ra mamish, yirchak v'yifroshim ana. So what's this? You say to yourself, why would a person prohibit something that is permitted upon himself? There's enough stuff that's already prohibited. They don't start prohibiting new stuff. So Ramchal says, because in life I know that there are certain things that if I engage in them, even though the act or the activity that I'm engaging in is totally fine and permitted, but ultimately, again, I know that this is a gateway activity, right? I know that if I do this, it's very possible and actually quite probable that I'll end up doing something else. So I have a choice. I could engage in the permitted activity and then again run the risk of falling on the wrong side of the Ratzon Hashem, of the will of God, or what I could do is draw my protective fence a bit more out. Essentially, Precious is the creation of personal Gidarim. Precious is the creation of personal protective fences, where there are things that are absolutely unequivocally permitted, but I know that if I do them, that there's a strong possibility that I'll end up in a place that I don't want to be in. So instead of engaging in the permissible permitted activity and then having to work this very delicate balance, I choose to move my protective fences a bit more back. Therefore, in order to avoid even the potential of religious or spiritual challenge. This Poni Vatira, he says again, and contemplate this, Shiesh Kan Shalosh Madregos. In life, there are really three different madregas, three different levels, three different categories. Yesh ha'isurim atzmon. There are, of course, things that are absolutely usher, right? V'yesh sigio siyago sehem ve'im agziros ha'mishamro shegazu chachamim zuchron levracha kol Yisrael. And then, of course, so kind of the category number one are the isurim themselves, okay? Category number two are the rabbinic enactments that Chazal made. Chazal made certain things usher. Why? Lest you come to engage in the biblical prohibition of us. Right? So halacha is filled with this, right? Of ultimately, again, dine d'oraisa that are protected by dine d'rabbanon. As a result, in an effort to create a buffer around that. That's number two. Number three, v'yishachekim shemuta al kol parush uparush lasos lios konis besoch shalo. And then I will say there's a third level. And the third tier are the protective fences that I create for myself. They're not legislated by the Torah. They're not legislated by Chazal. But rather, again, there are things that I voluntarily take upon myself in order to avoid negative behaviors, in order to avoid Isser. There are different, herchekim literally means distances. There are things that I distance myself from. On every person who is a parush, lasos, lios kones besoch shalo, uboni gidarim liatzmo, to build protective fences for myself. Tahainu, lahaniach min hayaterim atzmam, and what do I do in these protective fences? I prohibit things to myself that are genuinely permitted. They're permitted. And in fact, my friend might be doing these things, my neighbor might be doing these things, my family might be doing these things, but I know that I have to create my protective fence here in order to ultimately avoid negative behavior for myself. So both say, I thought that this explanation is actually very profound. So in the world of Isser, in the world of prohibitions, so essentially he says that there are three different levels. There is the Isser Daraisa, that's the biblical prohibition. There is the Isser Darabanan, which is a legislated buffer. Chazal coming along and saying, you can't do certain things, even though technically speaking it is permitted, because we're trying to safeguard the violation of the biblical law. And then there's a third level. This third level are personal gidarim, things that I take on myself. Again, things that I prohibit to myself, even though they're absolutely and unequivocally permitted. But I assert to myself, why? This is a level of self-caution that I take. I know myself. I know my weaknesses. I know that if I engage in this behavior, that behavior, although those behaviors are permitted, for me, they're gateway behaviors. For me, if I do this and this, I'll end up doing something else that I don't want to do. Therefore, I create my personal gidarim. My personal gidarim in order to safeguard myself. This, says Ramchal, is what we call the midah of Prishus. All right, well, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tashem, paragraph Gimel, tomorrow.